We are on the record.
Good afternoon. My name is Marisha Childs. We are on the record. We are here today. Today is Monday, June 30th, 2025. The time is, well, it's 1:58. I imagine by the time I finish speaking my spiel, it will be 2 o'clock because I will take my time. But I see that everybody is here, so I can just launch right in. So we are here today on a TOA appeal hearing, cause number 1250113. And this is a TOA appeal hearing that was filed at the request of the appellant, Yvonne De Santiago. We are on Zoom. I see faces and squares, one of which says Yvonne De Santiago. If you can, please identify yourself for the record, state and spell your first and last name and your pronouns, please.
Hi, my name is Yvonne De Santiago, Ivonne De Santiago, DeSantiago, and I am she, her.
Great, thank you. And next, I'm going to go to Avery from Peabody. If you can, please identify yourself for the record, state and spell your first and last name, your pronouns, and the bureau you're with, please.
My name is Avery Hafley. It's AVERIEHAFLEY, and I'm with Peabody Parking Enforcement, and I go by she, her.
Thank you for that. Thank you both for being here today. As I said, we're here on a TOA appeal hearing that was filed at the request of the appellant. And this hearing, although we're on Zoom and I can see faces and squares, this hearing is only being audio recorded. It's not being video recorded. Your cameras don't need to be on, although I always appreciate when cameras are on and I can see who it is that I'm interacting with. But if you feel like this is not for me, you can turn off your camera and that is A-okay as well. The hearing, the audio of these proceedings will be available on the city's website within the next 2 to 3 days after the conclusion of this hearing, although we have a holiday coming up, so I'm not totally sure how that will impact when the audio will be available on the city's website, but I imagine by, you know, this time next week, the audio of these proceedings will be available on the city's website. As I said, I'm a hearings officer. I work in the hearings office. The hearings office is charged with independently reviewing decisions of other city bureaus to make sure those decisions comply with the code. And in this case, that means reviewing the decision to tow your vehicle, Ms. De Santiago, to make sure that decision complies with the code. My authority in these cases is limited. I'm limited to deciding whether the tow is valid, invalid, or otherwise unjustified. The code requires that I find a tow valid if two requirements are met. One, the procedural and notice requirements have been satisfied, and two, the person ordering the tow followed all relevant rules and procedures. If there was a parking citation that was issued in addition to your tow, the parking citation will not be addressed here today, and that is something that is very separate and would need to be resolved in Multnomah County Circuit Court. I encourage all appellants who appear before me, if they're appealing their tow, I encourage you to appeal the parking citation. There's no reason not to. It doesn't cost you anything. So please do. You've got the best likelihood of receiving any kind of financial relief by appealing the parking citation. If you can, I don't know if you can see Ms. Santiago, De Santiago. I don't know if you can see Ms. Hafley, but Ms. Hafley is also, she's nodding her head. You know, affirming, like, yes, that's the best thing to do. Ms. Hafley would be at the hearing, the proceedings, if you appeal the parking citation. And Peabody is usually more than willing to work with you on the fine. So I recommend that you do that. Did you receive the statement of rights in this case?
I did. Yes, via email, yeah.
Okay. Do you have any questions about what you read?
No, I didn't.
Okay, do you feel ready to move forward with the hearing at this time?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, so when I scroll through this case, I use the same online case filing system that the parties have access to. And when I looked at this case, I see that there are 10 exhibits that have been uploaded. These are exhibits that have been uploaded by both parties as well as the hearings office clerk. The parties upload documents in support of their respective positions. Peabody uploads documents to say that this tow is valid. Ms. DeSantiago, you upload documents to say that the tow was invalid, and the hearings office clerk uploads documents just so you know, like, what's going on. Like, these are the documents that have been submitted. Those 10 documents are basically things that are just sitting on a counter right now, but I would like to make them part of the record. And the way that I make them part of the record is by admitting them into the record. Is there any objection to me admitting Exhibits 1 through 10 into the record, Ms. DeSantiago?
No.
Okay, Ms. Halfley?
Yeah.
Okay, great. In that case, I will admit Exhibits 1 through 10 into the record. Next, what I'd like to do is get the party sworn in, and then after I get the party sworn in, I will explain how the process moves forward, and then we will get started. So if I can get you both to raise your right hand. Great. Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you provide today in this matter will be the truth and the whole truth? If that is so, say I do, Ms. DeSantiago.
I do.
Great. Ms. Halfley.
I do.
Great. You can both put your hands down. So how this hearing works is this hearing is it's informal. This is a quasi-judicial proceeding, so it's less formal than going to court, but more formal than us just meeting in a conference room. You can make an opening statement, Ms. Santiago. You don't have to. You can just launch right into why you believe that this tow is invalid. If I see that you had uploaded some documents into the online case filing system, if you want me to put those documents on the screen and share them with, so we can all see them while you're providing testimony and you can refer to them, I'm happy to do that. I can ask you questions after you provide testimony. The city will also have an opportunity to ask you questions if they would like to ask you any questions, and then I will go to the city and I'll allow the city the same thing. They can make an opening statement, and then they can just tell me why they believe the tow is valid, and same thing. I can put up any images or documents that have been uploaded to reference during your testimony. Okay? Do you feel like you know what's happening?
I do, yes.
Okay. You are, whenever you are ready, and if you want me to put up any of those exhibits, like, because I did see you uploaded some pictures, I'm happy to put those up. Do you want me to put those
yes.
up?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. Let's see. I just got to give me a second to make sure I get
That's
the
okay.
right screen. I apologize. Okay. Are you able to see this image on the screen?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I'm going to scroll to the top. All right. Go ahead, Ms. DeSantiago. Tell me why this is invalid.
Okay. Well, I've been working in this area for the last 2 years, 2.5 actually. And I have parked in that area repeatedly, same fashion as I was parked the day that this happened. Parking enforcement has come through. I was never given a citation ever. This is the first citation I was ever given for blocking a driveway. But if you see in the other pictures that I took, just, you know, for measure, you know, not the ones that were actually taken when the vehicle was actually towed, when it was parked there. I took pictures of another vehicle that was parked there in comparison. That parking spot that is that I am allegedly blocking does not come direct. It's on the sidewalk. It's on the curb. If you were to completely back out, you would be coming off a curb. It's not completely blocking the driveway. And that's why I feel like some of these pictures that were taken when the citation and the tow happened were taken, I guess, not really showing or reflecting the curb. So that's why I ended up uploading my own pictures with a different vehicle to, you know, to show, just for measure, and to show that last parking spot, you literally have to come in at an angle to park. And we've never had problems there. I have plenty of coworkers who have parked there. They were actually all in disbelief that this had happened. Yeah, I don't know what else to say. I just feel some of these pictures weren't taken in the right angle or the right measure to show where the curb ends and where the sidewalk starts, or the driveway, should I say.
All right. So I'm sorry. I just now realized that I had the wrong images on the screen. So this is the images that you had uploaded.
I uploaded those in comparison. These are the ones that were taken by PBOT when the citation was issued and the tow. The blue car is showing the measure, so you can clearly see where the sidewalk is in comparison to that parking spot and where the driveway starts and where it ends.
Mm-hmm. But your vehicle was parked...
It was halfway, at least, maybe about 2 feet from the pavement line, which I thought technically was still the curb.
When you say the pavement line... So
yeah,
do you see the cursor where I am on the image? Is that where you're talking about when you say the pavement line?
I really can't see your cursor. I'm sorry.
You see it now?
Okay, I see. Yeah, I see it where it was at the bumper of the blue car. So a foot from the bumper, there's like a pavement line right there. There's a concrete line. I can say my vehicle was maybe about 2 feet out, maybe at that foot and a half, 2 feet. I don't know, but. Clearly, you can see where that last parking spot, if you completely back out, you're coming off the sidewalk. You're coming off the curb. You're not coming off the driveway.
Okay. Okay. I do see what you're talking about, and I saw this earlier.
And I just took, you know, the similar images, you know, for measure. I mean... Yeah, if you take them at that angle, of course, the vehicle is going to look longer and with the shadow. But I took the same pictures just to show and reflect, you know, the difference, the angle of the picture show. Okay. Like there, it shows that that blue car is over that pavement line. So technically, it looks like it's from, yeah, like they say, and, you know, the driveway.
Okay. All right. But this black vehicle, this is your vehicle?
That's my vehicle, yes.
Okay. And so this blue one, you were just trying to show.
Right, just for measure and just to show where exactly the driveway starts and where the sidewalk and the concrete starts.
Sure. Got you. I hear you. I see what it is you are referring. Is there anything else you want to tell me?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Thank you for that, Ms. Halfley. Please tell me why you towed this vehicle.
So, can you hear me? Okay.
I can.
Okay. Thank you. I was responding to a service request for a blocked driveway. In my notes, I've included what a driveway is, the definition. I can read that to the appellant, if you'd like, of what an actual driveway is and what that includes.
No, that's fine. Yeah. I researched that myself, too.
Can you tell us what a service request is, Ms. Halfley, when you say you responded to a service request? What does that mean?
A service request means that somebody called in because they were blocked in the driveway, that the person who was in the parking stall could not safely get out of the parking stall. And she was at the restaurant, so it was made on behalf of the restaurant and her. And she was completely blocked in and could not move her van out of that parking space.
Okay. You can continue. Let me see if I see the images. Okay. So this is a restaurant, this building.
Correct. Here. Correct. And I can explain the pictures, and I did write on them so that you can see a little bit of what that meant.
Uh-huh.
Right there is the beginning of the driveway apron. A driveway does include all wings aprons. That is what a driveway is per definition for the purpose of the me enforcing it. Nicole is right there to the left. So that's also a picture of her license plate to show that that is the person's vehicle. And if you scroll down, this shows the APP sign with the left arrow. Where she is parked is not considered a legal parking space. That is at the risk and to the owner and whoever parks there. It's not a legal parking space. You're not allowed to park there. You're in the curb and the apron of the driveway. And the APP shows with the arrow where you are allowed to park. And I would like to say that she did have a valid area parking permit. So she is allowed to be in the area, but within the Zocaine APP area. And then it also shows there's no special permits on her dash that allows her to park anywhere within the city.
Okay.
And I might go on to explain. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine. Go ahead.
Okay. I was just going to go on to explain code and what it means, what a definition of a driveway is, what I was enforcing for city code 16.20.130-B, right there. It shows that she is in the apron, and if you refer back to her photos, she is comparing her large Jeep SUV to a Toyota Prius. And if you see where the tire markings are and her and the van, so you see the van, mm-hmm. They have to pull straight out. There's a car parked right next to her. She cannot get out other than pulling straight out. She cannot angle, because if you scroll down one more, see that right there? See the wall?
Yes.
She can't angle her car. She has to pull straight out. If she chooses to park here, that's on her own accord. The driveways include aprons. If she wants to hop the curb, that's her, but it still is a driveway apron.
Okay.
And then that is a comparison to a Toyota Prius. The rear end, see that hatch mark that she was discussing earlier?
Uh-huh.
It's above that hatch mark. And if you scroll down using her photos, scroll down one more to show. See where her tire is? Oh, one more.
Wait. On this photo?
Yep, that's her. That's her.
Yes.
That line is in the beginning of her rear tire. The Toyota Prius's tire is above that line. See where the rear is above that line. Hers is behind that line. And she has the rear end of her SUV. She has a very large... I'm just going off by her testimony and what she's showing so I can explain the measurements of what she thinks is invalid. Her vehicle was halfway... locking this lady. She was crying. She had to pick up her son from daycare. She couldn't leave.
Mm-hmm.
She was literally blocking the driveway.
I understand. Okay, so let's see. These are the images that PBOT
that I took. Yes.
So this is, I do see this van parked here. One of the things that the appellant had raised was if this vehicle parks here, they are pulling off of the curb. They're not even pulling out of a driveway, like
a flat surface.
Yeah, I was like, what's the word I'm talking about? Slopes down. Why does that matter or not?
I mean, it doesn't matter according to code. Driveway aprons, wings, it's all included in the driveway. You cannot park in any portion of a driveway in the city of Portland per code. You cannot block in any portion. Even if you are a foot over in the wing, that is still in violation per code.
That's still blocking a driveway.
It's still blocking a driveway.
So, okay. All right. Ms. DeSantiago, do you have any questions for PBOT?
I do. Since that is supposedly not a no parking area spot, why isn't there a no parking sign on there? We have several listed where there is a parking spot before an intersection that says no parking. Why isn't there an additional notice saying, or how you just explained, there is the Zone K, there is a 2-hour visiting. Why isn't there a no parking right below it with the arrow facing
the vehicle was parked.
That is a parking control. I enforce signs and code. So parking control is the one that is in charge of putting up those signs. And because of this and the continual problems that parking enforcement has, I walked over there specifically asked if they can put up a no parking anytime sign. That was on my own accord. They don't have to because you're still blocking the driveway. If everyone put no parking signs in the city of Portland in their driveways, whether they're business, restaurants, and owners, I mean, we have literally signs around this whole city. They don't have the manpower or resources to do that. That's parking control. That's not me.
You know, interestingly, Ms. DeSantiago, I totally hear what you're saying. What I would see as another problem, what could happen is if there were parking signs on all the places, like no parking signs like you have, that you just addressed. What I hear constantly is, this is so confusing. You've got so many signs. They've all got so many words. How am I supposed to know what it means? This one's got an arrow pointing here. One's got an arrow pointing there. I have heard it. And so I can absolutely imagine that it, I'm not saying that the city should or shouldn't. My job is really to just analyze the facts with the code. And I have heard so many people say to me, the signs are confusing. When there is multiple signs on a pole with arrows pointing multiple directions, for whatever reason, it's just enough to throw off humans because we are a flawed species. It just is. So here's what I see has happened. I do find that the tow is validly authorized. What I do think is also interesting is the fact that you've said, Ms. DeSantiago, like that you work in this area, you parked in this area, you and your colleagues park in this same spot, and you have parked there. That in and of itself doesn't make it okay. That just means y'all have gotten lucky. There is not a sign, but merely the fact that there is not a sign that says no parking beyond does not mean that you can park there. Particularly because it is a driveway. I hear what you're saying, that you did not believe this was considered part of the driveway because the vehicle would still have to come over the curb. Whether the vehicle has to come over the curb doesn't change that this is a driveway. And I do see that your vehicle was partially blocking this person from getting out of this parking space. The code does not allow for any partially blocked, you know, a little bit blocked, like that's okay, versus totally blocked, that being not okay. The code simply says you cannot park in front of any portion of a driveway ingress or egress. This is blocking a portion of the driveway ingress or egress. Therefore, I do find the tow is validly authorized. The code also says when... in a scenario like this, where it is, it's currently blocking somebody else, the city PBOT can tow your vehicle without prior notice. And that's what happened here. The city responded to a request from that restaurant. I can't get my car out. There's a vehicle blocking one of our patrons. We need this car moved. And then your car gets towed immediately. So I do find that the tow was valid. What happens next is that that means that you remain responsible for the towing and storage charges, Ms. DeSantiago. What happens next is I write an order that is consistent with this hearing and my findings here today. The order will analyze the law, which is the city code, the definition of what is a driveway, the code provisions regarding when a vehicle can be towed and towing without prior notice. That will all be provided in that order. That order will come to you via email, the same way you receive notice of this hearing. And it will also provide to you information on how to appeal the order if you seek to appeal because you perhaps disagree with my conclusion. Do you have any questions about anything I've said?
No, I don't. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Thank you both. I would obviously tell your colleagues at work, like, you guys, maybe we should not be parking here because this is risky.
I will be telling the CEO of the company because she's parked there before. So, yeah, don't worry. It'll get around. I'll make sure I send an email once I go back in right now.
Yeah. Sounds good. All right. Thank you both for being here and for offering your testimony. And again, please do appeal that parking citation. But again, if there is nothing else, I'm going to conclude this hearing and we're going to go off the record. Have a good day.